This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God rewards unselfish acts. Recently, I was reading in the Old Testament where Abraham and his nephew Lot had settled into the same area. At the time, both were wealthy men, and they had a number of sheep and cattle, but in a sense, they had outgrown their land, and the herdsmen of both men began to argue due to the space limitations. So Abraham one day said, "Enough is enough. We are family members." And he acted in a very unselfish way by extending whatever portion of the land Lot wanted to live in. Lot, on the other hand, responds in a somewhat selfish way because he takes the most fertile land near the Jordan Valley for himself and leaves the rest for Abraham. I think both men's choices are very instructive because when you know who your provider is, when you are a person of faith, you can act in unselfish ways because you know that God will see that, He will reward that better than you could have ever imagined. And we see now with Lot, his choice was nearly the beginning of the end for him because he would settle near Sodom, which is the city that God would ultimately destroy. So the words that I use to guide me are, don't store up treasures here on earth. Store your treasures in heaven where they cannot be destroyed. Matthew 6:19-20. Tomorrow, let's talk about progress, not perfection. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, act unselfishly and store your treasures in heaven.